One question for world leaders is whether they're doing enough to contain Ebola. Western nations say they have offered help to West Africa. President Obama says a U.S. command center is up and running in Liberia. The U.N. is also gearing up, and aid workers say they're still overwhelmed. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more from the United Nations.
So, big day today.
On the 15th floor of the U.N. Secretariat, Tony Banbury oversees an emergency operations center for the Ebola crisis. Officials from across the U.N. sit with laptops open around a conference table and get a briefing from U.N. envoy David Nabarro about the commitments made at a high-level gathering on the sidelines of the General Assembly.
Lovely positive stuff from South Africa. Nice meaty things. Field hospital, 40 beds. 6,400 PPE, and so on and so forth.
Nabarro tells them as long as everyone pools their resources, the Ebola virus doesn't stand a chance. Banbury, the head of the emergency response team, told reporters earlier in the day that he thinks the U.N. is moving at, quote, lightning speed, and is ready to ship 2 million sets of personal protective gear and other badly needed equipment to West Africa.
We're moving 470 4x4 vehicles into the region. We have 5 helicopters on the way, and we're going up to possibly 18. We're moving aircraft into the region.
He didn't say how long that would take. President Obama told the UN meeting that much more work needs to be done.
We know from experience that the response to an outbreak of this magnitude has to be fast and it has to be sustained. It's a marathon, but you have to run it like a sprint.
Countries most affected by the Ebola outbreak say their economies are suffering, too. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf says her nation has been isolated, with airlines canceling flights and shipping companies avoiding Liberian ports.
Partners and friends, based on understandable fears, have ostracized us, and the world has taken some time to fully appreciate and adequately respond to the enormity of our tragedy. We are fighting back.
Sierra Leone's president, Ernest Bai Koroma, who also joined the meeting via video hookup, says the world seems to understand now that Ebola is a challenge to everyone.
Sierra Leone and its sister republics may be at the front lines of this fight, but we require the heavy aerial and ground support of the world to defeat a disease worse than terrorism.
The World Bank announced another $170 million to help fight Ebola in West Africa. France and others also announced new aid pledges. But the president of Doctors Without Borders, Joanne Liu, says so far the promised surge in aid hasn't happened.
We still don't have enough beds in isolation. We still don't have enough actors. We're still having difficulty to do medevac when we have one of our staff infected. So yes, everybody in their intention are moving fast in their mind, but in the field, we move at the speed of a turtle.
She gives one example of just how desperate the situation is at a medical center in Monrovia, the capital of Liberia.
Every morning, we only open one of our centers 30 minutes just to admit people that can fill in the bed of the people who have died overnight. So this is how bad it is. And the rest of the day, we are turning back patients home to go to infect their loved ones and neighbors. So this is not at all under control.
And the predictions are alarming, Liu says, with the possibility that 500,000 people could be infected by Ebola by December. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.